Hello and welcome to Minbar. There are now millions of Muslims now living as minorities in populations scattered all over the Western world. Some culturally distinguishable from their host populations and some not. We find Muslims present as elected representatives in Western governments, like in the UK and the US. We find them in business, in industry, in the entertainment industry, and we also find them among the unemployed and in prisons. What is interesting is that today, after 9/11, the anti-Muslim backlash that followed, we now hear a lot about how the Islamic lifestyle in particular and Muslims in general are incompatible with Western values, and that Islam is antithetical to the Western way of life. Is it true that Muslims cannot be integrated into Western society? What does integration mean anyway? Does it mean that Muslims should think the same way and do the same things that the general society does? Here to discuss the issue is Sheikh Mirza Abbas, a scholar educated at the Seminary of Qom, graduate student at the University of Birmingham, and a community leader in the Muslim community of Birmingham. Sheikh Mirza Abbas, welcome to Minbar. First, I'd like to ask you, what is integration? We're talking about integration, Muslims not being able to integrate, and so on. First of all, I want to ask you, what is integration? What does integration mean?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much for inviting me to this show. To answer your question, integration means where a marginal society or a minority becomes part and parcel of a larger society, where they participate on all of the levels of the larger society. That's what integration means.
Now, does this mean then that Muslims, or does it imply that Muslims should assimilate, should drown themselves, so to speak, in the host culture?
That's the misconception of integration. People tend to think that when we talk about integration, that means that one should leave his identity and one should assimilate completely into the larger society. And that's where the problem begins. For example, when we see Muslims in the Western society implementing their values or wearing their traditional dress, and they are out there on the street, and people tend to think that these people are not integrated. That is really wrong, because there are different levels of integration as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. as well. So integration doesn't mean that one completely leaves his identity.
I mean, it's very interesting, because I think when we look at Western society, a picture of Western society tends to emphasize its multiculturalness. And you can see in Western society, women in saris, you know, women in hijab. You can see Jews in their traditional religious dress and so forth. You can even see that among Western people themselves, different fashion statements and so on. Why is it that this whole debate has come about?
I think because it's at present Muslims are the pivotal point, or are the point of focus at present, and with that reason we find people are talking about it's very difficult for Muslims to get integrated in the Western society. At the same time, we have in the past. Or at present as well, there are, you know, Hindus or Jews, you know, like as you have indicated, actively involved in the tradition, but they are not highlighted, mm-hmm. not being integrated. Mm-hmm. But Muslims are being highlighted for that. Mm-hmm. The reason is because of the present situation. And on the other hand, if you look at the history of Muslim integration, whether that be in the West or whether that be in the East, we find that Muslims have been integrated in